Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, 2022 All-Star Weekend Edition. Starring Dave Schilling, Terrell Owens, Ryan McKnight, Joey Devine, Richard Jefferson, Ari Duncan, Sean Keane, Wynn Butler, Famous Lose, Patreons, NBA Rudy, thank you Rudy, Maxwell Parkinson, thank you Maxwell, Bone Wet Video, thank you Bone Wet Video, musical guest, Common, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are here with a brand new episode. Before I introduce my guest, he's my co-host. He's actually, this is his show. He's not a guest at all. I should mention, at Round Rock Pod is our Twitter, patreon.com/roundrockpod. If you want to hear our new Jack Reacher podcast called Fists Like Turkeys.
Just like Thanksgiving turkeys.
Excuse me. buy our t-shirts at the link in the description. I think we have a new t-shirt coming soon. It's going to say welcome to hell, Domus. And 5-star reviews on iTunes. That voice you heard is, of course, America's Uncle Dad, my best friend, the co-host of this show, the permanent co-host of this show, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good, Joey. Just as a Reacher preview, I'm going to give you another description of Jack Reacher's body from
Please
the third
do.
Book, Tripwire. She wanted to see him again. This is the spoken from the perspective of a woman who is in love with Jack Reacher and has been since she was 15. And Reacher has also been in love with her since she was 15. And he was definitely not 15.
Hold on. Reacher knows like a 15-year-old. Like, how's that possible?
She's 30. It's his CO's daughter.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Because he's like a hobo. I don't generally think of him as knowing children, you know?
Yeah. No. She's 30 in the book. He just doesn't see her until her dad dies. And then...
How old is Reacher in this book?
He's like 38.
Okay.
39, maybe. She's 30, so he's like... Yeah, I think when he falls in love with her, he's like 24 and she's 15.
That's gross.
I mean,
Lee Child, you're a
look, look. There's a lot. They go into it a lot. Okay. She wanted to see him again. His lazy, lopsided grin. His tousled hair. His arms, so long they gave him a greyhound's grace, even though he was built like the side of a house. His eyes, cold, icy blue like the Arctic. His hands, giant battered mitts that bunched into fists the size of footballs. She wanted to see those hands again. She wanted to see them around the kidnapper's throat.
Great.
Yeah. Icy. Do you think of the Arctic as icy blue, Joey?
No, I think of it as white, right?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, I don't see color, obviously. Racism, like what's painted under the 580 freeway in Berkeley. All right, Sean, the reason we're here is to talk about it's All-Star Weekend. And there's only one thing in the All-Star Game that matters. This is the only podcast that's going to do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, are you going to watch the actual All-Star Game?
I mean, I probably, but like...
I've already decided I am not.
You're not even going to watch it. Okay.
I'm not 10. It's for 10-year-olds. That's what the All-Star Game is for. If you're complaining about who's in it, just remember you're not 10. It's not for you.
I think maybe they should remind the NBA about that, too, without the most complicated formats possible. For, again, it is for children. But it also, Joey, it's for 10-year-olds to compete against other children for charitable donations.
Right, yeah,
that's very important. I'll probably watch it to make fun of it. I actually really enjoyed the All-Star Game last year, Joey.
It was pretty fun last year. I did watch last year.
It made me think the Bucks were going to win the NBA title, to be honest. Because I was like, oh, we were all kind of bummed out about Giannis. And then you see him in this game and you're like, oh, that's the best player in basketball. Why were we confused about this?
You think you're going to watch it, though. But is there something that you're definitely going to watch?
Oh, 100% I am going to watch Friday night.
Team Walton night. Versus Team Wilkins.
Team Meek.
Yeah.
Team
Meek. That's right. We're here to talk about the Celebrity All-Star Game. Sean, do you want to run us through some of your favorite historical moments from the All-Star Celebrity Game?
I would like to talk about some of the greatest moments in the history of it. I would say I want to specifically talk about the second Celebrity All-Star Game ever.
Is that the one that was Team Paris versus Team Diddy?
No, it's the second one.
Oh, that's the second one? The one where Richard Jefferson has, like, that a is, quadruple double?
So, what happens, it's 2004.
Most amazing thing I've ever watched live. I want to point that out. This is the greatest thing I've ever watched live, was the 2004 Celebrity Game.
Yeah, so there are NBA
And I was watching the Grammys when Soy Bomb jumped on stage.
So this is I think the second Celebrity All-Star Game, and you know, they'll have NBA players in this, but it's like Rick Fox has played in this game like four times. But that is almost just so there's someone who can bring up the ball and pass to people. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they have a correct sense. Mostly they have a correct sense. I would say that Scottie Pippen in 2011 was also trying to humiliate Justin Bieber during the game, which was kind of wild. Richard Jefferson is playing way too hard in this game. He's also an active player. He was drafted in 2001, so he's like 24 years old. And there's a point when DJ Clue tries to take a layup, and Richard Jefferson blocks the shot like five rows back.
Mm-hmm.
He scores so much. He's also constantly attempting and missing dunks in this game.
He's like trying to dunk on Nelly.
Apparently he misses three dunks in the first 3 minutes, according to a recap I studied for this one. I didn't remember the details. And at one point Bill Walton announcing the game says, Richard Jefferson has prepared his whole life to get to this point. And the sad thing is, I think he had. I think this is
we have to try and get him on the show just to talk about this.
That's all I want to talk to him about. I mean, yeah.
I mean, we know someone who knows him, so I'm actually going to ask.
I mean, why not? Just come on. That's all we want to talk to.
We only want to talk to you about this celebrity game. He looked like when you play against children and you try hard. Like, he was blocking. He had, like, I want to say 12 blocks in this game.
Well, he's, I mean, at this point, he was making, like, you know, less than 3 years earlier than that, he made one of the greatest blocks I've ever seen in a college game on, like, Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Yeah.
Who was then the second pick of the draft. But, I mean, yeah, it reminded me of that scene in, is it Billy Madison that has a basketball scene like that?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
all right, let's, who are some of your other favorite NBA celebrity game? I will say my favorite of all time is a person we've had problems with on this podcast, but this was before he was anything other than just a ubiquitous character actor, is Michael Rapaport, the Charles Oakley of the celebrity game, I would say. Mm-hmm. He would foul out of the celebrity game almost every year.
He won a highly questionable MVP in 2010 where all he did was he scored 4 points and he guarded Terrell Owens, who still outscored him. It was the, I'd like to say it was the 2015 Andre Iguodala. It was so weird. But yeah, Rapaport has been in a lot of these games. He has been in 5. Joey, I'm going to blow your mind with a stat here. So he's been in 5. I'm going to blow your mind, Joey. How many celebrity games has Tom Cavanaugh, a.k.a. Ed from the television show Ed?
Well, I should mention that, you know how for a long time in the 80s and 90s, every NBA team had one white shooter on the team?
I mean, yes.
I would say Ed from Ed was one team's white shooter, and the host of Blind Date, Roger Lodge, was the other team's white shooter.
Yeah,
they were always on the opposite teams.
You know, it's weird that there's not as much carryover into the All-Star game, because Roger Lodge played in the NBA Entertainment League, which is this very serious...
Does it still exist?
It may not exist anymore. It's hard to find information about it because celebrities, like the people that are proud of their performance, aren't like famous enough to advertise it. Mm-hmm. And like Terry Crews doesn't want people going through his box scores. But
right.
Roger Lodge, not very tall, deadly outside shooter, and just like a regular at this game.
And we should say for the celebrity game, they're deadly outside shooters, which means they shot about 15%.
Right. Yeah. but yeah, there's sort of not that many. It's almost like the celebrity game is too loose for really serious celebrities. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally in that entertainment league, you get things like Paul Westfall's son was trying to become an actor for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, probably keeping him in the Screen Actors Guild was his incredibly valuable Entertainment League performance. Brian McKnight, also a legend of the Entertainment League. And, you know, like, it's almost like, so I would say so the guy who's been in the most Entertainment Leagues is Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's been in 10 celebrity All-Star games.
Common also been in a lot, right?
Common has been in 8. He's number 2. And the guy who is the baseball equivalent of this is Tony Todd, Candyman.
Oh, Candyman. He's a baseball player, and he has
like been in celebrity softball games probably for like 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just because. And he's not young anymore, but he used to be a shortstop, and they just need that like steadying force. It's like, oh, thank God. if Kurt Russell was younger, Kurt Russell was a very good baseball player as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many times has Tom Cavanaugh, Ed from Ed, played in the NBA Celebrity
All-Star? It's got to be three or four, right?
It's two.
It's only two,
it's
huh?
It's only two. This is like my... This is my Berenstain Bears.
Yeah. Right, it here. Feels like there were like 10.
I feel like they talk about him so much. And I can't help but thinking that my sources are just wrong on this.
Well,
but,
and also.
But why would. I mean, I looked at all the rosters.
The funniest part about it, too, was it was post Ed was playing in these games. Post Ed, pre Flash. If I remember right.
His appearances are not close together either.
Yeah.
he plays in 2004, uh-huh. And then he plays in 2016. I mean, in 2016, he's like 53
years old.
He's on the
Flash at
old?
That point, too, right? That's why he's in it?
Yes, he is on the Flash. But, I mean, He's 53.
Well, I mean, that's not stopping Mark Lazary from playing in a billion of these.
Yeah. Do you want to know a weird fact about
Bucks
Tom
owner
Cavanaugh?
Mark Lazary? Oh, go ahead. Yes. Yeah.
Tom Cavanaugh, born in Canada, grew up in a small city in Ghana.
Weird.
And then he moved to Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a college basketball player. Oh, no, well, a Canadian college basketball player, so. Oh, he also played ice hockey. Damn, Ed from Ed is a good athlete, dude.
Okay, we got to get to, are there any other historical favorite appearances you want to get to?
I like that Terrell Owens once refused a trade in the middle of an mm-hmm. All-Star game. Yep. And then I'll talk about more of the controversies
sure.
later, I would say. But no, the Richard Jefferson thing is like one of the most memorable things I've ever seen. And it was embarrassing
for him.
Well,
I would say.
Also it kind of coincided with me. when I moved to San Francisco for the first time, mm-hmm. I was with two like very kind of like anti-television people who just sure. like to watch DVDs. And at one point, near this time, there was just like a loose cable that I plugged in
mm-hmm.
and then we just had free basic cable. And I was very excited because I got to watch that Richard Jefferson game.
But
do you want to go through the rosters?
Yes.
I guess
let's
that's
the
best
do that.
Way
let's go from, let's start at Team Walton. How about that?
Okay. Bill Walton coaching the team. He is a staple as a broadcaster, as a coach. And I just want to say that it's just disgusting that they still have not selected Bob Weir.
Well, Bruce Hornsby is the guy who actually
that's the dead guy who needs to play.
He once beat Allen Iverson at horse. He's like too good for the game.
It's true. He also has like some giant basketball playing sons. Bruce Hornsby would have been a good pick for this. Maybe they were like, yeah, this demo's pretty much handled. I mean, okay, technically, by the time the first NBA All-Star game, celebrity game happened, he was 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was the reason.
I don't know. He was beating Allen Iverson at a horse at that point.
Well, at like 42, but yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I feel like Mickey Hart is not allowed to play because when he sweats, basically he releases. It's like work. I have heard that working out near Mickey Hart is like getting hotboxed, basically, because mm-hmm. he smokes so much weed and he sweats really hard. All right, so Bob Weir at this point is 75 years
That's
old.
That's almost as old as Ed from Ed that, in that one game.
Okay, so this is the team. I'm gonna go down the roster. This is I'll just say this right now.
Sean, I want to ask you. I only glanced at this list. When I told you we were gonna do an entire episode that was just the celebrity All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
You had to research these people. How many of them did you know who they were?
Let me see. Let me go through this real quick.
Of the 16 participants.
Okay, so I knew four people on Bill Walton's team. I knew five on Team Neek, and then I found out I actually knew who one of them was, but I didn't know their name.
Great.
There's also this is a departure because there are only two returning players, even from last year's celebrity game. Which so, I feel like that's not the spirit of the game.
So you're going to tell me who these people are, and then I want you to ask me if I knew who they were before you told me.
Okay,
that
okay.
way we'll do that. We'll do that.
And when we get to the second team, it will become very clear that they tried to do kind of a mirror match thing with these guys, because almost all of them have like a doppelganger on the other team.
Except I would say, just right off the bat.
Well, wait, let's get to sure. him first before. Okay.
I would say just Team Neek is more famous is what I would say.
Team Neek, spoiler,
has an
way,
actual
way better at basketball.
And also two actual famous people.
Well,
on
let's,
team.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So, I'm just going by the official Ruffles NBA celebrity game. So shout out to Ruffles. All right. So your first member of Team Walton is Jimmy Allen. He's 5'10". He's 170 pounds. Let me just say this right now. We need a better reliable source for celebrity heights, because it is there's the Wild West out there.
I wish, you know what? I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to go to that shitty celebrity net worth site and look up how much everyone is worth.
Good. Okay, so I will say, if you're trying to find a celebrity height, you're better off using DuckDuckGo than Google, because I tried them both for these. Because I don't value my privacy when I'm browsing. Okay. Jimmy Allen is a biracial country singer. He identifies as black. He is the second black performer to win New Artist of the Year at the Country Music Awards. Mm-hmm. Joey, do you know who the first one was?
Darius Rucker, of course.
Darius Rucker.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie himself.
2009, he won Best New Artist. Mm-hmm. 15 years after Crack Johnson Rearview or whatever other kind of
I only want to be with you.
But God, their album titles, Fairweather Johnson, Crack Rearview, like, speaking of things for 10-year-olds. Okay. Jimmy Allen, he is also from Delaware, knowing only one other person from Delaware, Dante DiVincenzo, the Michael Jordan of Delaware. I'm going to call Jimmy Allen the Scottie Pippen of Delaware.
So Jimmy Allen, Sean, is a black country singer. Is he going to wear a cowboy hat in this game?
No.
Is he going to wear cowboy boots?
No, he's not. He's still black.
According to thelist.com, well, I'm looking at a picture of him wearing a big cowboy hat. According to thelist.com, he's worth $1.5 million, John.
He's a pretty new, he's a new guy. He's like,
he was on Dancing with the Stars, we should mention.
Yeah, but like
a year
ago, right?
Do you want to hear one of his songs?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Long legs, cut off jeans, pulling me in like a magnet. Your eyes locked on me. I knew right then I had to have you right here.
Hey, Sean, do you remember when the Country Musical Association and Billboard or whatever decided Old Town Road was not a country song?
Yeah. And that song that sounds like Back in the High Life by Steve Winwood.
Yeah, and this is what they prefer. A country song.
But also,
girl, what's your name? What you drinking?
I'm sorry, that is the most generic song I've ever heard.
It's like an 80s pop song. And but the difference is, instead of like having a lyric, you're just like, got boots on my worn-out feet, Chevy Ram sitting in the car seat. It's just like you just name a lot of stuff, like, you know. Yeah, a lot of this, there's so many country songs where you're just singing like firecrackers and Coors Light, and like for some reason that's like, yeah, hell yeah. And going home and watching Dancing with the Stars.
All right. Who's our next contestant, John? I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, You know what we should do? We should handicap the guy's chance of each person's chance of winning MVP.
Okay.
This guy is, oh, whoa. This is like 500 to 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy's a long shot. Okay, your next one is Brittany Elena. She's listed as a host, actress, athlete, and model. She has
She's a hot lady on Instagram.
Yeah, but she's actually a basketball player too, I guess. So, she's very pretty. She's 5'7". I could not find her weight, but the internet, every site I went to, wanted to make sure I knew she was a 32D. So, thanks, internet.
What's her shoe size?
I could have done that, I guess. The problem is if you were looking for the shoe size of a female celebrity, it just like opens up a terrible foot fetish.
Dude, if you're looking for a shoe size of like not even a celebrity, of like one of your friends whose tweet went viral, you can
it's terrible. And she's wearing sandals in this one. And then you look up and it's like, what is it? It's like, she's got 1,500 followers, does open mics in North Hollywood, feed her a 4.2. congratulations everybody for their WikiFeed success. One of the funniest things is when very savvy people blur their toes in Instagram photos. Get that money from those creeps, everybody. Okay. So her Brittany Elena, she was on Wild and Out with Nick Cannon. I mean, she's kind of an improviser. She has a lot of funny videos. There's a video of her losing a very close Papa Shot game to Kevin Durant. And she also is a regular in something called the Basketball Beauties League, which
is that like the lingerie football league?
No, they play in normal jerseys. It's weird. It feels like it's just more like,
is that who plays the Pistol Shrimps?
I don't know what that is at all. Oh, man.
The Pistol Shrimps are, there's that podcast about the Pistol Shrimps. That's the lady comedian basketball. It's a movie about it, too.
Oh. Well,
that's like Aubrey Plaza's basketball team, dude.
Yeah, we know some members of the Chicago Bulls.
Uh-huh. They play the Pistol Shrimps,
for sure. This seems a little more like Instagram opportunity for this. Yeah. So, I don't know. And the Basketball Beauties League, again, trying to find information like this makes it feel like you're going to end up on a list. Sure. So, but can like actually play basketball?
Okay. I did not know who either of those people are. So she's good at basketball, but she's not that famous. But she's hot. I'm going to give her like a 200-to-1 odds of winning.
Yeah, I would say that she's in the Demita zone, and she's somebody that is constantly doing like social media at NBA events.
Yeah.
And like fairly tall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Joe, you're going to be excited about our next guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know who she was. I should point that out.
I also didn't know who she was. Actually, I realized I had seen her doing things, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I had seen that Papa Shot video.
You saw her on WikiFeet. Anyway.
I saw her on WikiFeet. I'm like, I think she's a 34C. It's similar. The band, it's like the same brawl. Okay. Machine Gun Kelly is our next guy.
Yes.
He is 6'3 and a half.
Yes.
The internet says he weighs 175 pounds. That actually seems right.
I think he might weigh less.
Yeah, I mean, he went to high school in Cleveland, and he really claims Cleveland. He did not really, I think his parents were missionaries, so he was kind of all over the place.
I don't need to know about Machine Gun Kelly's parents. I'm sorry.
We're learning a lot of him. His real name is Colson Baker.
Uh-huh.
Weird how he changed that one to become a rat. You probably know him as
from Cameron Crowe's Roadies.
Wesley. And I guess he also plays music.
Oh, you guess? Sean, have you not heard the worst song that's currently out right now?
Let's hear
it. Okay, so first off, Sean, I want you to describe to me what you think Machine Gun Kelly's music sounds like.
Okay, I feel like I've heard it for a few seconds. I know that his big thing is he's like an alternative hip hop guy, but I think his music has like, it's him like rapping over guitars, I think.
Okay. Well, that's he currently has what I think is the worst song I've ever heard on the radio out. It's a duet with Willow Smith. And it is called Emo Girl.
I am a god.
Makeup by the mirror in her bedroom. Thigh-high fishnets and some black boots. Nose pierced with the cigarette perfume. Half dead, but she still looks so cute. She is a monster in disguise, and she knows all the words to the trap songs. Takes pics with her cherry red lipstick. Says she only dates guys with the big. I fell in love with an emo girl. I'm in love with an emo girl.
So yeah, that's Machine Gun Kelly's new song, Sean. We didn't even get to the Willow Smith part. He's in Sum 41 now.
I was just gonna say, it's like there are definitely got to be like two to four numbers in the name of that band's title. Yeah, that was like Like, I don't know, what would you call that, dirtbag pop punk?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is he's so bad at music, and, like, so just trying to be famous, that it's, like, the most, I would say, like, obvious, just, like, nostalgia grab possible.
Well, yeah.
Like, to me, it's so funny that the chorus is... I fell in love with an emo girl. I'm in love with an emo girl. I fell in love with an emo girl. All I want is emo girl. There's something so funny to me about, like, all I want is emo girl. It's like a robot wrote it. That does emo not girl, know like, what emo girl means.
Who appealed to emo girl, listen to a song.
But yeah,
season
Willow
two,
Smith,
roadies on Quibi.
Willow Smith also on this track. The eyeliner on her dark skin. She tells me lies, but she knows all of my secrets. And when we drive in the car and I say, who is this band? She says, you won't understand. It's some next shit. Choke her on the neck. That's Willow Smith, Sean.
From With My Hair.
Yeah, from Annie, right? Wasn't she? No. She was going to be in Annie, and then they Oscar-nominated Quavonzanae Wallace replaced her.
Never mind. I'm not going to call her that. it feels like a Jimmy Allen, like, dirtbag thing, because he's just, like, the same way. Instead of being, like, you know, like gun racks, voting suppression. He's just like
naming
nose ring, eyebrows.
He's just like naming things at Hot Topic. He's like thigh high fishnets,
TikTok videos at her dad's house.
It is what I was gonna say about Willow Smith being part of this song, though, is like, Machine Gun Kelly, this is gross. Get out of here. You should not be involved in this. Willow Smith, I'm all for being involved with this, because Jada Pinkett Smith was in that weird new metal band, remember? So this is like a generational thing.
That is so... What a weird family. I want to say one time, I had one celebrity encounter with Jaden Smith. I was driving on Hollywood Boulevard coming home. And I was behind this super weird looking, like, three wheel, like, retro future vehicle that looked like it cost about $300,000 and maybe would, like, fall apart in a second.
Yeah.
And that car just, like, suddenly whipped a U-turn across three lanes of traffic to park in a red zone. And Jaden Smith was driving.
Yeah, great.
I want to give you just a couple more facts. He dates Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. And obviously Sacramento
Aren't they getting married?
They just got engaged, yes. Mm-hmm. And Sacramento considered her untouchable in trade talks, and that's why they traded Megan Halliburton. Also, he dated Amber Rose. Joey, what other famous
Monty person? Morris!
That's right, baby. The only other famous person Amber Rose has dated. Monty Morris.
Sean, I want to give you one lyric. I'm looking at the lyrics to Emo Girl right now. You. And let me give you one lyric that Willow Smith sings. choke, choke, choke her on her neck, kiss me. Holy fuck, I'm bleeding on your blink tee.
Holy fuck, I'm bleeding on your blink. That's incredible. Do you think
emo
she wrote that one
girl,
herself? Emo girl.
No, fucking, I guarantee like Mark Hoppus wrote this. They hired one of those guys to write this, right?
Yeah, then he's like,
it's like the guy from Saves the Day wrote it or whatever.
Well, you know, here's what I think. Jaden's hanging out with Mark Hoppus. They're talking about UFOs and UFOs. And Willow comes in and he's like, oh, I got this new beat, but I don't think it's an Angels and Airwaves single.
Obviously, Sean, you know who produced this song?
Who?
Travis Barker, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. All right. R.I.P. DJ AM. Okay, your next player, De'Erica Hambury. She plays for the Las Vegas Aces. She's the two-time sixth woman of the year in the WNBA. She's 6'3". She's 190. She's a very good
Wait,
player.
Hold on, Sean. Emo Girl has 6 credited songwriters.
What? Is one of them like the year 2002? What is happening here? This song is a big hit, isn't it?
Yep. It's currently it's not that big a hit. It's it peaked at number 78 in Australia, number 65 in Canada, 97 in the Czech Republic, number 9 in the U.S.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait, no, number 9 in the U.S. for alternative, number 77 in the U.S. for the Hot 100.
Yeah, that's better than it deserves, but worse than I expected.
Sean, it is on Bad Boy.
Bad Boy Records?
Uh-huh, yep.
Oh, that premium label run by the guy who killed Tupac?
Uh-huh, yep.
Sorry, he ordered the hit on Tupac. Isn't it weird how he's just like a murderer and people are like, wow! And then he's like, vote or die! And people are like, what an inspiring message! And it's like, no, he actually kills people.
And then he's like, go walk to Junior's and get me a cheesecake. All right.
Oh, I gotta poop during this marathon. Remember that? He ran the New York City Marathon, but he had this entourage with him to hold all his different phones. And there's a hilarious picture of them like surrounding him while he like just takes a shit on the lawn or something. Incredible, incredible guy. I don't have a lot to say about De'Erica Hambury except once again, it is insulting to make active WNBA players participate in this.
It sure is.
It's like okay,
shit. Hold on. Oh, good. Sorry, I thought we weren't recording there for a second.
Oh, God.
And I was like, we've done 36 minutes and we're in three. We're three people in. I actually think Machine Gun Kelly he's a hometown guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's very tall.
He has a great chance.
And also, he's the most famous person on this team. I'm giving him 5-1 odds at winning the MVP.
Yeah, I think I would even give him, 4.
I bet he's really bad at basketball, though.
I think he's the most famous person, but yeah, the problem is there's no real reason to think he can play basketball.
Other than the fact that he's 6'3".
Yeah, but even like looking at his background, like he was like making mixtapes and working at Chipotle in high school. Okay, so, oh yeah, so De'Erica Hambury, It's always
again,
a no-win.
Stop making the WNBA players play in these
games.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a no-win situation. It's like, it's somewhat acceptable when it's Sue Bird because she's sort of transcendently famous enough, but like...
Or Lisa like, Leslie, yeah.
There's just no win here. Like, you dominate and you dominated because you're a pro, and then like, I don't know. I hope she just punishes like... I'll tell you. We'll get into the matchup.
I want to see her post up Jack Harlow. Anyway, yeah.
her chances at winning the MVP of this game are 100-1.
Mm-hmm. I think they're off the board. And WNBA players, they don't like. I don't want to use a generalization, but I've never seen a WNBA player like try in this game like Richard Jefferson.
It will very, very occasionally happen. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm giving it, like, the thing is, on talent, she could just get annoyed and score 20 points.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, this next person, I literally cannot find out who this person is, how they ended up in the game, or, like, anything about it. It's Noah Carlock. And he is listed as the Fanatics All-In Challenge winner. It's even hard to figure out exactly what the All-In Challenge is, because I started reading about this, and suddenly there was this fairy tale about Fanatics, the manufacturer of sports apparel, asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred if they could convert their factory, the jersey factory, into making PPE gear during the pandemic. And I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
I can find when you Google him is a men's ice hockey recruit from like 1998.
It's not him, though. So I think what happened is they had some kind of fundraising contest thing. Okay, so this is my guess. As far as I can tell, there's no explicit information about this at all. I think they had a fundraising challenge, and and they have certain celebrities who, like, you know, I'm sure Tom Brady donated $500 or something. Mm-hmm. But because there's weird rules about sweepstakes and stuff, you could actually win the All-In challenge. They couldn't require you to give or raise any money to qualify. So this is somebody who won the All-In challenge, but maybe didn't raise like a penny mm-hmm. in charitable donations. I think he won the sweepstakes that was supposed to raise money for the pandemic, but may or may not have raised any money himself.
Okay.
So this guy's chances of winning
like 10,000-1.
Because it's weird. They've had things where it's like, hey, they've that guy who disarmed a mass shooter is playing against a former Marine who drove a truck through a hurricane to rescue these pets.
Uh-huh.
And then those guys get to play like 3 minutes and they get an mm-hmm. applause, and then everyone's like, oh, who the fuck is that? Like, they've already forgotten their introduction. This guy's chances of winning are 10,000-1.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the winner's page of the All-In Challenge.
No, and you can't tell what's happening. And I can't
even see a Noah Carlock.
I would even say it's hard to, given what their website's like, it is actually hard to navigate what Fanatics actually does as a company.
I mean, I do see that the All-In Challenge was the largest quote-unquote digital fundraiser ever. But other than that, I don't know. And they were giving away things like be in a Shawn Mendes music video.
Yes. So this was
this clearly is a good one. Oh, man. Be in an upcoming movie and record a song with Fat Joe. That was one of the.
Are you in the movie with Fat Joe?
Yes. Jennifer R. from Massachusetts won that.
Congratulations to Jennifer R. I am hoping, and I'm not wishing any ill will on Noah Carlock or making any judgments. I just hope this is like an intense neck beard.
Wow. Speaking of emo girls, Sean, one of these was Chris Conley of Saves the Day performs at your wedding.
Wow.
Brainstorming session with Ashton Kutcher and Guy Osieri.
Who's Guy Osieri?
I'm Guy, sure.
Is that Guy Fieri?
Angel
like
investor
alias?
Guy.
Co-host
an episode of the Dr. Oz show and Lunch with Dr. Oz.
Okay, so that Ashton Kutcher one sounds like something that Rise and Grind hustle culture people mm-hmm. on Twitter would be like, I'd take that session with Ashton Kutcher over $6 million.
Co-host on CBS Sports with Tiki Barber. Co-produced,
that's ladies only, right?
Co-produced Drew Barrymore's daytime series.
He's a co-produce that show? Don't we know the producer, the actual producer? Yeah, of that
I
show?
Think we do.
I think we do.
Drake, party in LA and score tickets to Drizzy's show.
I mean, don't you think that that experience would be like humiliating, kind of?
Oh man, this one's so sad. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Film a TikTok video and be a Sway House member for the day. So
no.
You don't get to live in one of those houses for a day.
So they like, do they still like abuse you the whole day? Isn't that how it works? It's like Lord of the Flies, TikTok, LA house trashing culture.
Golf at Pebble Beach with Justin Timberlake and Bill Murray.
Wow, that's a weird, that's a great prize, but also to, what a weird, what are they talking about?
It's, the levels of these prizes are bizarre, because that's like a, like if that were at an auction, someone would bid like $2 million
yes,
on that.
Yes, yes, they would.
This one, they just give you Gwyneth Paltrow's 2000 Oscars dress.
What?
Okay.
How a do man you feel? Definitely won that one, by the way.
Yeah, no, Kathy E won it.
Oh, congratulations, Kathy E.
How do you
sorry
feel about
I
this
misgendered
one?
You.
How do you feel about this one? Home gym designed by Kevin Love.
What? I'm just thinking about Joey, I am just thinking about you winning this prize. How would that work in your bungalow in Los Angeles? Does Kevin Love like come by? Does he have like a measuring tape? Is he like checking your body fat with those calipers? And he's like, okay, well, you definitely need to work your core more. Designed by Love.
Justin Bieber comes to house to sing song.
That also seems the most awkward thing in the world. How long do you think is like the absolute minimum time Justin Bieber could spend there and have it still count?
One of these just says Laura Dern.
That's how she started dating Baron Davis, actually. He won the All-In Challenge and he got Laura Dern.
Love Ballard, they spelled ballad wrong, customized by Robin Thicke.
Oh, are you like stalking someone? Is that what that's for? Like you can't win it unless you already have like a restraint order against you.
Oh shit, Sean. Mark Cuban, 1 day contract to play with the Mavs.
Oh shit, dude. I bet there's some weird thing where Cuban's like, I'm making 25,000 NFTs of this guy's day. And like you're there and like mostly you're just walking through the practice. They let you shoot free throws. You're like shagging rebounds and then your day is almost over and Mark Cuban's like, and this is when we do the group jerk off.
Oh,
and
you're like, what? I found it, dude. I found it. NBA All-Star Celebrity Game Experience. Congratulations, Noah C. from Alabama.
He's from Alabama.
Also the one next to that, Sean, is NBA All-Star Weekend Experience featuring Jake from State Farm.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Herschel H. from Arizona.
Jesus. Can you imagine? Like, what if you found out you won an All-Star Weekend prize? And you're like, I'm going to be in the celebrity game. And it's like, no.
No, you get to
you
hang
get to
out
meet
with
Jake from State Farm. Farm.
This one is incredible, right? Dude. OAR will write, record, and release a song about you.
That seems like mean. I am not as familiar with OAR's music, but also, what if it was just like emo girl, like lives at his parents' house.
There's a lot of
ramen
these.
4 days a week.
There's a lot of these. Pitch Walmart executives on your business idea.
And
pitch
then they're like, pass.
Pitch your business idea to Goldman Sachs chairman and CEO David Solomon.
Jesus. So many of these seem like punishments, Joey.
private putting lesson with Tiger Woods, plus be his personal guest at the 2020 Hero World Challenge.
I hope that's like a golf event, or that actually sounds like
something.
That sounds
like he's hanging out with those seals he hung out with, right?
Yeah, could you request that that Mac Daddy Santa give the putting lesson instead?
Sean, Puma shopping spree with Kyle Kuzma plus NYC dinner plus game worn sneakers.
That sounds awesome.
Plus, he'll fuck you. There's one on here just called...
Puma shopping spree with Kyle Kuzma sounds like it would rule, Joey.
There's one on here that just says Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman lemonade stand.
What? Oh, God, that sounds unpleasant. God, can you imagine what those two guys get up to together? Just, like, so proud of themselves.
Sing on stage with Darius Rucker.
Well, Jimmy Allen will be there in a couple of years at the All-In Challenge. Look out.
Spend a day with Lil Wayne in Miami.
Okay, that's insane. That has like a $5 million value. But also, you might die.
But on the other end, Sean, spend a day on the town in NYC with Gaten Matarazzo.
I have no idea
who that is. That is one of the Stranger Things kids.
Oh, is he the kid with the teeth?
Yeah, he's the one with the teeth who wanted
and the mean prank show. Did they cancel that mean prank show?
Yeah.
Boy, what a day with Gaten Matarazzo. Okay, what I always imagine with these is
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah. So they had a charitable event. I used to work at this nonprofit, and they had this charitable event, and they were auctioning off a lunch with Harrison Barnes, and one of the attorneys in our office outbid somebody because she had like a teenage son, mm-hmm. and the other bidder was like a 55-year-old white guy.
Right.
And she was just like, oh my God, like I'm bidding on this for Harrison.
Right.
You know? And so that's like Gaten Matarazzo. What if like a 50-year-old man wins this?
Well, I can tell you who won it. It was Tiffany S. from California.
Oh, congratulations, Tiffany S. He'll probably fuck you if you want.
So I would say the exact middle between spending a day with Lil Wayne in Miami and spending a day on the town in NYC with Gaten Matarazzo is this one. Spend a day with the Impractical Jokers in New York.
That would rule. I'm sorry.
It's a fun time, but it wouldn't be Lil Wayne in Miami.
No. Yeah. It's like, well, okay, one of them is like something that you write a book about, and the other one is something that you like make a lot of Instagram stories.
Other one is one that's so terrible you somehow end up on This American Life talking about it.
Yeah, like it somehow becomes like a Twitter-based movie.
Yeah, it becomes your moth story, your championship-winning moth story. Spend a day with Lin-Manuel Miranda. Good morning!
Yet again, another punishment.
Sports Illustrated athlete cover.
That's like, you could get those at the mall.
Oh, this one, you got to go to the Tampa Bay home opener, get a game jersey and eat dinner with Tom Brady. So
yeah, that's cool.
No tomatoes, no strawberries, yeah. No dairy, no sugar.
You're eating these like weird protein cubes the whole time. Here's my question.
I could do this all day. I'm sorry, Joey. Many of these.
Joey, that Sports Illustrated cover one. Uh-huh. Donald Trump had the Time Magazine equivalent like framed in his office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy
shit, this one is 3 days with Addison Rae, the TikToker.
Wait, what?
3 days!
I think she was dating one of the people in this game.
That sounds right.
Three days?
3 days!
That is wild.
Skateboard lesson from Tony Hawk, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would probably die, but yeah.
Trip 4-3 to Orlando with Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
That's hilarious. That would be great, honestly. I bet that would be really fun. I mean, as someone that doesn't have any investment in them as musicians or celebrities.
Oh, I found the laziest one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Virtual hangout with Chris Evans and five of his quote-unquote super close friends. So he gets
Chris Evans is making five. You need a five-person buffer.
No,
to keep him away from this person.
No, the idea is he can't get Robert Downey Jr. to commit to being on the Zoom for 2 minutes. So
it's
like
a Zoom.
It's a Zoom with Chris Evans and five of his quote unquote super close friends. So like whichever Avenger is available to pop in a Zoom for 30 seconds that day.
I sort of don't understand how Addison Rae is as famous as she is. I'm like just trying to. She's. I guess
why
she's
isn't
a good
she
dancer?
In this game? She's not even a good dancer. She just steals those dances from black people, dude. All right,
well, she's
that's
part
how
of the hype house, baby.
This one is so good. VIP experience with Guy Fieri. That's probably the best one on here. Anyway, that's we just went through the entire Fanatics experience. Yeah.
Okay, and so Noah Carlock, I am just hoping he is as old and as heavy and as bearded as possible. I don't mean that for his life, but just the visual of like I want him to look like he's like a tow truck driver from Alabama. It's probably a young person, but I'm really hoping.
So yeah. Here's hoping that I hope that this was rigged and the winning the MVP of this game is part of the experience.
Oh, God. Well, Fanatics is too powerful then.
So I'm going to say that he's off the board as the MVP
candidate. That's true. All right. Your next guy, Nyjah Houston.
Nyjah Houston's cool.
Yeah, he's the highest. He's won more prize money than any skateboarder in the world. Mm-hmm. He is from Davis, California. Shout out to the Toad Tunnel. There's a tunnel for endangered toads. And it's hilarious because at various points, the toads were not using the tunnel to get under this busy road. So they put lamps inside the tunnel and it was burning the toads. And then at one point, birds realized that toads were coming out of this hole in the ground. They would hang out there and eat the toads. So shout out to Davis, RIP Murder Burger. And all I've learned is that he is no longer a strict Rastafarian and he doesn't have dreadlocks anymore. Mm-hmm. 5'10", 150. This guy's probably a good athlete. I don't particularly think he's going to be good at basketball, Joey.
He's only 5'10", too.
I mean, he's probably a good athlete. I don't know if there's that much like skateboarding and basketball crossover. You know what I mean?
I mean, I bet Tony Hawk can dunk.
That's probably
true.
He's
very tall.
How big are his hands, though?
Good question. I would guess he pretty big. He's got like bird features. You know what I mean?
I don't think he can dunk now, but I think
he could dunk.
I mean, he's good. This is a fantastic celebrity game person.
That this is like the perfect celebrity game person. He's like a famous person whose name you know, but who's like not so famous. He'll play in this basketball game.
Yeah, and he'll like, and you know, maybe he can dunk. You know,
like he's a good. I doubt he can dunk. He's 5'10".
Maybe they'll let him, like, play a quarter on a skateboard.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm going to give him, like, 25-1 odds to win the MVP.
There's a shot. He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
He's maybe not the right kind of popular to win the MVP at this game, but, like, if he puts up, like, 12 points, he's in the conversation, Joey. Mm-hmm.
All right, who's our next contestant, Sean?
Matt James. He's the first Black Bachelor. He is 6'5 and 210. He is a wide receiver from Wake Forest. Yeah.
This guy's going to be good, I bet.
I mean, the odds are pretty good. He came in 12th place on Dancing with the Stars. That's not great for his MVP chances. Also, he selected a bachelorette on the show, and then later it came out that there were pictures of her at an antebellum-themed party. And then he dumped her, and now they are back together. So no toughness, no toughness for Matt James. I think he's like a stockbroker or something, but now he's a famous person. That's his job, is to be a famous person now. An emo girl! I fell
in love with an emo girl! All right.
What do you think his MVP odds are, Joey?
Hi, this is like he's like 7-1.
Yeah, he's, because this is a guy who
6'5", 210 college wide receiver. This guy could be very good at basketball.
He could be very good at basketball. Yes, I agree.
This guy,
he's almost certainly a high school basketball player. Yeah. At least, yeah.
Our next guy is the most famous person in this game,
and also probably the best basketball player. I mean, of non-professional basketball players.
We don't really need to. It's Quavo.
It's Quavo. He won the MVP in 2018.
He's a former Celebrity Game All-Star MVP.
All I will say is Celeb Heights has a giant debate about his height, but I think he's like 5'11".
I think he's shorter than that. I think he's like 5'9".
Okay. Yeah. But definitely can play basketball.
He's good at basketball.
This is, I believe, his fourth Celebrity Game.
And he won the MVP
in 2018.
Yeah.
At the height of
his fame, he won the MVP. I would say he's a little less famous than he was in 2018, but still pretty famous.
I thought he would win the year Famous Los won the MVP. Yeah. But like, you could also, I don't really understand Famous Los, so that I can't really comment on that. Okay. This next guy, Ranveer Singh. He's 5'10", 170. He only makes Bollywood movies. There's no like crossover where you would know who he is. He was last fall. He was named an NBA brand ambassador to India. Player in the NBA? Yes, this is a fan vote.
This guy's going to win the MVP. I'm calling it right now.
He is wildly popular. He might be absolutely terrible at basketball, though.
So
he has
what? A good chance. I think all of India is going to vote for him, and he's going to win the MVP.
Okay, this is a bold prediction. Yeah. I like it. What would you put his odds at? 3-1?
3-1. Higher than Quavo's.
Okay. And then your last member of... I mean, this is... I think he could also be... There's a definite chance that he's the worst basketball player in this game.
He might be the best. Who knows?
All right. He's definitely not good at basketball. The question is whether he's the worst. I mean, the pictures of him like posing with a basketball are very funny.
I'm telling you, he's gonna win the MVP. I'm calling it right now.
Okay, and then our final member of this team is Alex Toussaint,
the Peloton guy. Weird.
My comment was just, come on, man. This is like clearly they're sponsoring the game. He is Doris Burks. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Alex Toussaint, he is Doris Burks' favorite Peloton trainer. And the reason he's in this game, in my opinion, is he has a brand partnership with LeBron's sports nutrition company.
Oh, great. Very tight.
I mean, look, I understand that people were trying to work out during the pandemic, but it is so weird to me that this is someone who's making like $1 million a year now because he encourages people to ride their bikes
in a certain way. Scott Rogowski, dude.
I guess so. God, the world is so weird, Joey. Yeah, this guy, not clear if this guy can play basketball. There's a lot of debate about his height. I think he's probably like 5'8", but some people are claiming that he's like 6 feet tall.
When he's on that bike, right?
Yeah, they make a big deal about him having gone to like a military school, and like that gave him discipline. But he's also dropped out of a bunch of schools, so you know.
Good for him. Dropping out is cool.
Look, Alex Toussaint, I'm not hating on his hustle. This is not what we want in the celeb. This is not a real celebrity. He's not rising to the right level. And it just feels like this is all about brands. All right, let's move on.
Wait, how come there's no NBA player on this team?
I don't.
There's no retired NBA player on this team.
There is no retired NBA player on this team. I mean, they're not being very consistent with the celebrity game format that we know and love, Joey.
But the,
sorry.
The other team has a
I know, NBA well, we got to get to, Joey, sorry, we sorry, don't sorry. Spoil it. No, I mean, they're going off the rails. We'll talk about this, but... okay, so Team Neek is the next one. This is Dominique Wilkins. Now, he was born in Paris, and he played in Greece and Italy. Is this a U.S. versus the world format, Joe?
No, because Bill Walton is a man of the galaxy. He doesn't.
That's true.
He's not owned by any
That's
country.
That's true. There's no borders in the celebrity game. Just as John Wooden said in the pyramid of triangle, but whatever that. The pyramid of success. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So we're going to go into, I want to show you the matches for all these sure. players. Okay. So, okay. The Jimmy Allen was playing for Team Walton. Mm-hmm. Team Neek has returning celebrity. It is Kane Brown.
He was an actual famous country singer that I've heard his name before.
So
do you want to hear his song?
Sure.
This is Whiskey Sour.
We're two heartbeats away from wedding rings and a pretty ball gown dress at the church off 40 West. And we were talking about our future on the steps of your daddy screened in.
Isn't that just Landslide?
I mean, I kind of like that song, I gotta say.
Well, yeah. It only took.
But, yeah,
but it's Landslide, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's the chord progression.
And I saw my Chevy from the top of the hill.
That's just Landslide, dude.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the Smashing Pumpkins version of Landslide. All right.
yeah. So he's 6'2 and 172. He is also a biracial country singer. Mm-hmm.
But he's also a country singer, so he has no chance at being good at basketball.
He is black, though. But yeah, probably not. He's significantly taller and bigger than Jimmy Allen. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to be gunning for Jimmy Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also our only other returning celebrity game player.
Weird.
Just strange stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think his title odds are great.
But no, he's like a 10-1.
Okay, and now let me
he's
give
famous.
You.
That's yeah. what.
Now, the Walton's team has Brittany Elena. Mm-hmm. Her equivalent is this woman who's also very popular on the internet, Krissa Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But she is a Harlem Globetrotters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's the 13th ever female Globey. She's only 6'4", but she played D1 basketball. And
but she's a 6'4" or 5'4"?
5'4".
5'4". But she's like a Harlem Globetrotter.
No, yeah, she is like an amazing dribbler and does lots of tricks and has like a very cute relationship with her wife or girlfriend. I think it's
4-1 MVP. Globetrotter 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she might be like pulling her punches and doing a lot of silly things, but she rules. And again, definitely a lot better than her doppelganger on the other one. Okay, so now we have this team has a lot more locals. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Matt James, the Bachelor, mm-hmm. was a former college football player.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Garrett.
What?
Of the Cleveland Browns is a current NFL player.
I've seen him do like sick dunks too.
Yeah, he's 6'4 and 272. He has been a first team all pro defensive end the last 2 years. And he once hit Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with Rudolph's own helmet. And if that had been Ben Roethlisberger, he would have immediately gone
been
to the
American
Hall of Fame.
Hero, yeah,
yeah. yeah just,
3-1. This is an MVP.
Yeah,
candidate.
And this guy's gonna want to score a lot of points.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's gonna be my pick for the MVP, Joey. Mm-hmm. You can keep Ranveer Singh.
I just worry about the Indian vote taking over Ranveer Singh.
Yeah. Okay. Now one team had Machine Gun Cleveland's own Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
This team's got the pride of Louisville.
Oh,
He was raised on a horse farm near Louisville. He has a song called Tyler Hero. His name is Jack Harlow.
Very famous man. He's a
very famous man.
He's 6'2". I would have guessed he was like 5'7".
There is a huge debate on the internet about it. He apparently claims 6'3", so I'm saying he's 6'1.5".
What are the chances he gets Kyle Guy to just play in this game for him, though? Because they look exactly the same.
I mean, Jack Harlow's a lot better looking than Kyle Guy. this guy, I have a lot more confidence that Jack Harlow can buy a basketball than Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like Machine Gun Kelly, I feel like he's gonna fall down a lot.
Jack Harlow is so famous, I didn't even put one of his songs on the in the drop because, like, we just know the song Tyler Hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I gotta say, for someone I should find more annoying, he seems fine.
He's kind of funny.
He's like fun. Yeah. Like, and also he does not seem particularly self-important. Mm-hmm. He seems like delighted that he gets to be famous and do the things he can.
Fun guy. Yeah.
That's going to be fun too. And again, that's another one.
12 to 1.
Yeah. He could do well. We also have, do we have another doppelganger here? Oh, we do. This is the guy who's gonna the potential to split the Indian vote, Joey. It is Anjali Ranadive.
Excuse me.
Listed as a singer-songwriter. This is Vivek's daughter.
Well,
Sean, this is the owner. She says the daughter of the owner of the Sacramento Kings.
Would you like to hear her song being performed at a Sacramento Kings game?
Oh, please. Wow. How'd she swing that?
I gotta say, I was hoping I did not check the audio quality of that, admittedly, when I downloaded it.
Oh, yeah, the video is, she's dancing with her dad at half court, but in that video, too. So what happened with that song, as far as I can tell, is her dad paid French Montana a lot of money to be on a song with his daughter. So she was on that famous to Malcolm Gladwell basketball team that full court pressed other 12-year-old girls. I didn't know the details of this story, except that it was like, this guy's a genius. That's why you got to be an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't even teach the team to dribble, pass, or shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They just stood with their arms up all the time and full court pressed and would win games like 4-0.
Right.
That's terrible. And that's like, and that is like one of Malcolm Gladwell's go-to success stories is basically teaching a team of 12-year-olds to ruin basketball. And that's what Malcolm Gladwell likes.
Yeah.
And Nigerians.
He also likes taking money from the cigarette companies.
Yes, that's true. He is a shill. He is a shill for cigarettes.
He also likes being on the Epstein plane.
He loves that. Now, here's the question. Is Tim Neek going to have to play 4-on-5?
It's an excellent question.
Yeah, so they can cherry pick. Also, I found a quote from her in an interview from 2017, right after the DeMarcus Cousins trade. My dad's out-of-the-box thinking is going to pay off eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It has not paid off. Okay, so let's look at some more members of this team. Onwell AA, he is a Puerto Rican rapper.
I have one of his songs too. Here we go.
Okay.
I did not pick the homophobic one.
Yeah, there's one where he's like really homophobic and makes fun of people with AIDS.
Yo no confío ni en mi sombra. Esa puta me deja cuando cae la noche. Me siento como en North Carolina y Jordan. Serán ángeles o demonios todas estas voces.
No te preocupes por mí. Yeah, que estoy viviendo bien cabrón. Estoy fumando sasa dentro de la...
You can hear that song at any casino 2 summers from now.
Yeah, he's 5'6", Joey. Uh-huh. I don't think this guy's good at basketball. Been into prison.
Sean, I did just download the actual version of that Revan Adebe song here.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Holy Friday shit, this is like
Friday
Rebecca,
Rebecca
Black.
Black.
Yeah. This is world music Rebecca Black. This is incredible. Anyway, French Montana will rap at some point in that song. We'll play the whole thing later. Don't worry.
Yeah, definitely. All right. The acting the current mayor of Cleveland is playing in this game. His name
How
is Justin
old is he?
Gibb, 34.
Wait, Cleveland has a child mayor currently?
They have a child mayor. He may or may not be gay.
So he's like Mayor Pete.
He's kind of like Mayor Pete, I think. I could not get any info on his height or his athletic background, but he is relatively young for a member of the celebrity game. I think
this
it would
guy's
be...
cool. Just looking at him, he's like
he looks cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like he looks like that kid from Shark Tank who made the bow ties grown up.
A big part of All-Star Weekend, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you something, Joey. I was only looking for his physical stats and athletic background. I couldn't tell you anything about
his
politics.
He's going to be bad at basketball, I can tell you
I
right
think he's
going
to be bad, yeah.
Well, also, there's been no good mayors. There's no good mayors.
There's no good mayors. Sorry, Justin Bibb.
100 to 1.
Yeah, he will be like a cabinet secretary.
Oh, I didn't give it
Anwell
AA. He's like 75 to 1, and Jolly Ranadive is like 7,000 to 1.
Yeah, 7,000 to 1. Doesn't. Okay. This is a weird one. Booby Gibson.
What?
he was 6'2"
from the finals.
From the finals. He retired. Just before LeBron came back to he retired after 2013. Mm-hmm. Famously did not work out for anybody, wanted to be a second round pick for the Cavs and play with LeBron. Ended up playing a lot in the 2007 finals. Like, I think he scored like 10 points
in one
game.
He was pretty good in those playoffs.
I mean, kind of.
For LeBron's teammates, you know what I mean? He was maybe the best of LeBron's terrible teammates.
Shots. Cleveland decided to keep him ahead of young Danny Green at one point.
Yep.
Dave Dufour is going to leave us an angry voicemail about that, I'm
75
sure.
75 to 1.
Yeah. It's weird that he's the only former NBA player in this game. He's also not very old. He's like 35. He just kind of had like a bad ankle and he also used to be married to Keisha Cole.
Mm-hmm. And also on MTV's Challenge, so...
Yes, yes.
He knows CT. Get CT in this game. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on. Also, he played his whole career in Cleveland, so Dan Gilbert never wrote an angry letter about him. Okay, we got two
more.
The
most famous person in this game not named Jack Harlow? Or Quavo?
She's similar to Quavo. She's not. Yeah. Tiffany Haddish is in this game.
Yeah.
She's a comedian. She's an actress. She's an author. Her basketball connections are she starred in Uncle Drew. I don't believe she played basketball at any point in that movie, Joey.
No, she did not.
And she did. She was last year dating former MVP Common.
She was?
Yeah. They were dating for like a year. She's only 5'6", but she actually seems like she's she got like, I think she got really swole for some movie because now she's like very athletic. I don't know.
She's not going to be good at basketball.
She's not going to be good at basketball.
She's very funny. I love Tiffany Haddish, but
yeah,
she's
going
great.
To suck and like,
in
and
this
like,
game.
She is going to be a part of like NBA stuff for like the next 10 years, I would say. she rules. Yeah, but it may be why. I don't know if Common retired after finally winning an MVP or if it's too awkward.
Interesting.
So she, yeah. Yeah, what are pretty decent MVP odds, I would say. 25 to 1?
I would say higher, 50 to 1. I just don't think she's going to be good. And I mean, I know I said the other guy wasn't going to be good either, but might win, is going to win the MVP, but, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of just think that her fan base is a little too old to vote for her for MVP, to care about this.
Yeah, man, that might be, you might be right about that. Yeah, she could, she would have a better shot if she was on the other team, I would say, too. Okay.
This team is going to win, though. Team Neek is stacked.
They look incredibly better. And then this other guy, this is Gianmarco Tomberi. He is 6'3" and 168.
What a famous man, Gianmarco Tomberi.
He is kind of famous because, do you remember last year at the Olympics when those two high jumpers tied and they both got gold medals?
No.
I don't remember that. It was one of those heartwarming sports stories that was basically like, also like when a deer and a pig become friends in a viral video. You know what I mean? And I thought it was like really cheesy at the time, but basically they both high jumped a certain height and then they like trained together because, you know, a lot of high jumpers just train in very few places. Mm-hmm. And they both missed the new height three times in a row. And at that point the guy was like, can we just have two gold medals? And the officials are like, yeah, that's okay. Because, and I thought it was like, at first I thought, oh, this is not competitive. And then I thought, you know, if you miss the height three times, like, we don't need a Chris Anderson this, you know what I mean? But he's very entertaining. He does an imaginary jump shot celebration when he clears heights. Also, he grows a full beard before big competitions. Mm-hmm. And then before the final, he shaves half the beard off.
What do you mean half? Like down the middle. Like Two-Face?
Yeah, like Two-Face.
Oh, that's weird.
It's really funny. It looks it looks so silly. This, like, he has, like, funny hair. This is like a very charismatic person, Joey.
10,000 to 1.
I mean, he has no chance of winning it. But he's like, but of these like junky celebrities, he's like a tall Olympic high jumper. Like, this guy can definitely dunk.
How come this team doesn't have some weird contest winner on it?
I don't understand. Like, Team Walton has the worst equivalent of literally everybody. Like, I actually think Anjali Ranadive is probably better at basketball than the Bollywood guy. She's at least played some organized basketball. It's crazy. Like, even when they're like, yeah, yeah, this is a social media star who can play basketball. Who's she matched up against? An actual Harlem Globetrotter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's no WNBA player on Team Neek. So maybe that's the equivalent.
But there is an NBA, a former NBA player.
Yeah, that's worse. like I'm sure that Boobie Gibson isn't in as good of shape as D'Erica Hambury.
No.
But that just neutralizes the one advantage Team Walton had. Because
he's
like,
gonna
be
out of shape though.
No, he's gonna look like crap. But I'm just saying, like, normally you're like, well, at least we're gonna give you a really tall NBA, WNBA player. And they're like, how about an NBA player from the same height who's actually only like 35 years old, too? he's just not that old, you know? Mm-hmm. He retired at like 27. Anyway, Bill Walton's going to be like, oh, how are we going to contain Miles Garrett? And then he's like, don't worry, there's a Peloton instructor on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about this as if it's a very competitive game, but I don't know. Okay, so those are the rosters, Joey. Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk, before we get out of here, a couple of MVP things that annoyed me.
Well, hold on. Yes, go get into it. But I just downloaded some audio for this.
Great. Okay.
I need a second, though.
Yeah. So in 2017... The I guess NBA mimic Brandon Armstrong, who did like really funny impressions of other players.
Air quotes funny. You gotta say.
But the thing is, he was in the D League. He was in the D League, and he played in this game. And he's a young man. Clearly, this was to make sure Win Butler was not allowed to make a speech about.
I'm glad you said that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just want to say, as an election year in the U.S. has a lot they can learn from Canada. Healthcare, taking care of people. And I think
so we're talking about celebrity stuff, not politics. Congratulations on your MVP and Team Canada.
We're talking about celebrity stuff, not politics. Great
Sage
job,
Steele, one of the worst people alive.
One of the worst people alive.
And like, also, I hate Win Butler, too. So it's
I don't
like,
even like him.
Yeah.
I was upset that people did not. The fans were not all wearing basketball jerseys. Well, no, he wanted them to wear basketball jerseys. I want to mention that Kevin Hart gave his MVP trophy to Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan,
who played in five of these, if I remember right.
I think it's four. Okay.
All right, well,
four is a lot for a cabinet secretary, I would say. However, this is, it's weird because Kevin Hart won the trophy in 2013 after scoring 5 points. So, But Arnie Duncan, also a former Obama guy who's going to run for mayor of Chicago. What could possibly go wrong with that, Joey?
I could see him covering up several murders. Yeah, all right.
Also, it's very funny, and I don't have a problem with this. Kevin Hart won his final MVP in 2015 and retired after the game. And he scored a lot of points, but you know what he did in that game, Joey?
What did he do?
He kept taking Monet Davis to the hoop. Do you know Monet Davis?
Yes.
A female baseball player.
Do you want to explain to the listeners who Monet Davis is?
Monet Davis is a female baseball player. She's basically the same height as Kevin Hart, I believe.
Yeah,
she was like briefly. She was a Little League World Series
winner.
Yeah. She pitched a shutout in the Little League World Series, and she threw 90, which is pretty good. I don't really know what she's
up to
doing
now.
But yeah, it was a kid. He decided to go at. He just went at a child, scored 15 points, and then that's very funny. I mean, it's not as funny if a real athlete does it. It's hilarious when Kevin. Okay. 2011, little controversial. Justin Bieber won after putting up 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. He shot 3 of 11, which meant he was coming original and the color of his energy. But the leading scorer in that game, Joey, was Scottie Pippen.
Hilarious.
Who like went at Bieber a couple times, which is very funny. For actual celebrities, Romeo Miller was the top scorer.
Oh, little Romeo from USC.
Yeah. was he a DeMar DeRozan guy or a OJ Mayo guy? I can't remember.
He was an OJ Mayo guy, let's be honest. All right.
And that's all the controversies I had a problem with. Nelly's very good too in this game.
Nelly's a good athlete. Donald Faison, who's played in 5 of these, is not a very good athlete.
He's not particularly good, right?
Yeah.
like for that, Rappaport's it's pretty crazy that Mark Lazary was in 5, Joey.
It's insane. Owner of the Bucks played in 5 of these. Not even famous.
And they were even talking about how
He's famous if you're the Wall Street rapist or whatever that case he was involved in.
That was the other guy.
Oh, my mistake.
I think Mark Lazary, was he in the... No, he wasn't in the...
Oh, he was the chairman of Ozzy, though. Remember that scandal? The Ozzy media scandal?
Wait, he was the chairman of Ozzy?
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's not allowed back in the game. Oh, my God. This Bucks ownership group. He's not...
Oh, he was also named in the Weinstein suit. Don't forget, Mark Lazary.
He wasn't... Was he also a gambler, or is that a different guy?
I don't know. Anyway, we gotta move.
We've done
2 hours on this.
Yeah.
This is longer than our trade deadline.
Yes. We do have to mention that Mark Lazary is in the celebrity poker game with Tobey Maguire. He got busted. He was gonna be the ambassador to France. Yeah, he was in Molly's Game.
Oh, good.
So this is like a real shady dude. Possibly the worst guy. Is this the worst person to be in Five? I think he's worse than Rappaport.
Yeah. He's for sure worse than Rappaport. Yeah. I mean, Rappaport's bad. Don't get me wrong, but he's.
Yeah. And then shout out to Chris Tucker, an early
Chris Tucker, worse, probably worse than Mark Lazary though too.
Yeah, he's
he was on the Epstein plane several times.
I think Mark Lazary's like worse overall though. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a billionaire, so yes. Yeah.
Do you want to? We could just wrap this up. I was going to talk about our all-time starting fives. I think we did that last year. Okay.
All right. That's our episode. Sean, what would you like to plug?
I'm going to be in... Well, you read me at Warriors World. I'll be at the Greater Purpose Comedy Show in Santa Cruz on the 25th. Fun. And then on March 4th, I'll be headlining a show called Best of SF in SF. That's it.
As for me, you can always follow me at Frankie Muniz, former Celebrity Game player, where on February 16th, I tweeted, "Our home shopping quest in Utah has been quite the adventure so far, meaning anything and everything that can go wrong has. Is it a sign we shouldn't move here? We haven't even left the hotel yet to explore."
Wow, okay. I mean, cool stuff, you know?
Sean didn't write a song, so we're hearing Vivek's daughter's song.
That's right. French Montana will be on my next one, though.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all just enjoy watching celebrities play basketball.
It's so funny that this is this long.
Turn up. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.